As we've been reporting this morning, Pope John Paul II is reported to be conscious, but in very grave condition. That's the word from the Vatican today. The Pope suffered heart failure during treatment for a urinary tract infection. According to a Vatican spokesman, his blood pressure was unstable. The spokesman also said the Pope is lucid, fully conscious, and extraordinarily serene. He remains at his Vatican apartment overlooking St. Peter's Square. John Allen is Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. He often helps us to explain issues involving the Catholic Church, and he joins us once again on the line from Rome. Mr. Allen, welcome.
Good morning, Steve.
What do you take it to mean that the Pope has decided to remain at his apartment and not return to the hospital?
I think there are probably two factors shaping that decision. The first is that, according to the Vatican spokesperson, Dr. Joaquin Navarro-Valls, his doctors advised him that all the medical care he requires at this point can be delivered to him just as easily in his apartment in the Apostolic Palace as in a hospital. The second thing is that the Pope is obviously engaged this afternoon and now evening Rome time in spiritual preparation for what could be his death. And I think, as with many people, he probably feels more comfortable doing that at home. And so, given the lack of a medical necessity to leave and the comfort level of being in his quarters that he's now lived in for almost 27 years, I think that's likely what prompted his decision.
Generally speaking, John Allen, what is the Catholic Church's position when it comes to the end-of-life issues that so many people have debated in recent years, having to do with life-sustaining treatments, feeding tubes, and the like?
Bear in mind, I'm not a moral theologian. I have a journalist's understanding of these issues. But in general, layman's terms, the Catholic Church has always made a distinction between what it calls ordinary and extraordinary means to sustain life. Ordinary means are regarded as obligatory, that is, you have to pursue them. Extraordinary means are never obligatory, though one can elect to pursue them in a given set of circumstances. Of course, where the rubber hits the road is trying to decide what's ordinary and what's extraordinary. And in recent weeks, in the United States, we've had a classic test case in the case of this feeding tube in the Terry Schiavo case. And while this is to some extent an open question Catholic debate, the Pope 1 year ago at a conference on the persistent vegetative state here in Rome sent a message in which he indicated that the provision of food and water can never be considered a form of medical therapy. It is instead a matter of simple human decency. Now, this was not a papal encyclical, and therefore it is not necessarily at the level of infallible teaching and does not close off the discussion, but it's certainly the most authoritative statement we have from the Vatican on that issue, and I think that explains why so many Catholic participants in this debate, including a number of senior Vatican officials, came down on the side of urging that the feeding tube be left in place in the Terry Schiavo case.
Even though in some instances they might say it is all right to refuse extraordinary treatment, they were saying that Schiavo's feeding tube was not extraordinary, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, and in part because I think they bought the argument that this was not a dead person, a brain-dead person, but that, in fact, there was some level of emotional and cognitive activity there. Therefore, there was human life, and it deserved to be sustained.
John, let me just ask very briefly. We've just got a few seconds. As far as you know from your reporting, has the Pope or Vatican officials made a decision about what to do should they reach at some point a choice about whether to prolong the Pope's life?
The quick answer to that question, Steve, is no. We do not know if the Pope has left a set of advanced directives. The best information we have is that he has not. Everyone here believes that if it comes to that, the decision would be made by his very close collaborator and friend, his personal secretary, Archbishop Stanislaw Dziwisz. What that decision would be, we don't know.
John, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
John Allen is a Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. He joined us from Rome.